I first laid eyes on Lake Superior and the big country around it more than a decade ago. I drowned myself in its pleasures. Fishing for trout, hunting for mushrooms, picking berries in its pine-scented air. I feel safe here. That's really what it comes down to. Oh, there's the sea as well. I like the ocean in all its moods, from stormy to still. White, gray, turquoise, blue. When you get discouraged, consider this fellow who dropped out of grade school, ran a country store, went broke, took 15 years to pay off his bills, ran for House, lost twice, then ran for Senate and lost twice. This book has grown out of the ideas, descriptions, and examples, which the author has developed and refined over 15 years of delivering courses about business to students at London Business School and to managers in his capacity as management consultant. Its aim is to give a practical understanding of aspects of business. Horizons began to widen in early February. They always do. It is something about the lifting light and sky. Days no longer seem so abbreviated, in such a mad rush to reach their conclusion. Even in the architectural confines of Central Harrogate one afternoon, I saw hundreds of high, hollow, rectangular clouds stretching off indefinitely with the bumpy texture of old oak bark. Raoul thrust out his hand to stop me in the doorway. He was carrying burgers in the pet crate, and the dog had started to snarl. A steady, menacing rumble like a tiny chainsaw. You might think that loving yourself sounds a bit self-indulgent, but when you practice it fully, it puts more responsibility for your life on you, and so relieves the pressure on the people you love. Self-love is not narcissism or self-centeredness. It is a kindness to yourself.